Late yesterday, the Lansing City Council continued discussions about one of the most challenging parts of next fiscal year's budget, spending for city police services. Mayor Virge Bernero's proposed spending plan for fiscal 2014 includes a $700,000 cut to the police budget. And there's pressure from elsewhere to cut even more. About a month ago, the administration's financial health team recommended $1 million less for police. And here to review that and other business before the city is at-large City Councilwoman Kathy Dunbar. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
Before we get to the budget, tell us about the beefed-up security for Sunday's land. It's so ironic this should happen in Boston just days before our second Lansing Marathon, but I understand security has been beefed up for Sunday.
It is. I am actually on the planning committee for that, and obviously we all watched in horror as events unfolded yesterday. I do stress that it is. We don't know who did it. We don't know why they did it, but it's probably very, very specific to Boston being a large, visible marathon if it wasn't targeted at something specific to that race. So the likelihood of anything like that occurring in Lansing is slim to none. That said, we have, for all major events here in town, contingency plans, emergency plans. We have a command center set up downtown. We have operations in place, emergency medical personnel along the course. The city of Lansing has an emergency manager, Mike Hamill, who has been working with the crews on the planning for this for days. Long before what happened yesterday, but as an added precaution, we will be having bomb dogs out sniffing at the finish line of all of the different races. There are several components to the marathon. There's a marathon, a half marathon, a 5K, a children's race. But again, I stress, and we have all stressed that are on the committee, the likelihood of this happening in Lansing is slim to none.
Did you know anybody? Do you know anybody who ran in the race yesterday?
Our race director, Owen Anderson, was out there with someone who ran. They were not near the incident that occurred. So
Okay. They're
fine. And luckily, I was happy to read the same report you did, that nobody from mid-Michigan was injured yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on to the police budget situation here. I'm led to believe the police union, and the administration had some kind of session yesterday. But after last night's council meeting, do you know where the process is exactly?
Well, I'll address a couple of the things that you said in the beginning. The budget as you saw it earlier today, you mentioned that it's a little higher than it was last year. We've had to deal with a deficit, which is a projected increase in costs over the next fiscal year, which runs from July of this year to June of 14, and a restriction, obviously, in the income that we have. So that's where the deficit comes from. I just want to make that clear, because a lot of times people think that it's a spending deficit in the current fiscal year. So we project that we have to cut a certain amount from the proposed budget next year to equal the amount of money that we have coming in. That being said, the budget for police is actually higher than it was last year.
It is. And for fire.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that we have increased costs with health care, increased pension costs. The cost of doing business as normal in the city, just to maintain services as they are, goes up every year.
But where does the $700,000 figure come from?
The $700,000 figure is the savings that we achieve, and that's included in this. So let me explain the increase that you see in the police budget includes the $700. $700,000 would be on top of that if we did not get some kind of negotiated concession on the health care issue. So whatever you see, right now you see $35 million. You can add another $700 to that if we don't get the concessions. That's what the mayor proposed. That's what he was hoping for by the time we budget.
Okay.
So the budget is balanced according to what was presented to us, but it takes into account they would like to have this negotiation take place with 700,000. The reason, and this is how it came up last night, every other one of our bargaining units, our administrative personnel, they have taken, they have gone on in line with the hard cap proposed by Snyder. So every municipality around the state has had to deal with this 20% cap on contributions to health care. And so the police were exempted from that. And so what the mayor is asking in this budget is that the police come in line with that, like all other employees.
And so when we're talking about a $700,000 cut to the police budget, we're focusing on long-term health care?
Yes, and okay. it's not a cut to the budget per se. It is budgeted in this fiscal budget.
And it's getting police officers to pay more for their health care.
Yes.
Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We asked last night if it had anything to do with a change in the quality of the health care, the amount of benefits that were available, and it seemed that the police department and the finance department were focusing on the fact that it is bringing them in line with the co-pays and the deductibles that all other units are paying.
So there is no... To what extent are they sacrificing anything if they agree to pay higher health care?
They would be paying higher health care.
They would be paying... But how big a sacrifice is that?
Well, we're asking right now what the current health care situation looks like and how much more the co-pays would be. Right now, what I believe I heard last night is there are obviously co-pays for normal visits, but there would be a percentage and a deductible that would be instituted for anything beyond that, which again is in line with what other departments are doing right now. The difference with the police department is that their contract does not open again until 2015.
Right.
So they are the ones that are in place with current health care until then if they choose not to open.
But the fact that discussions are already taking place, does that mean the union is open to opening the contract before it expires?
I don't know that is the case. My hope is that they're willing to negotiate it, because obviously one of the things I made clear last night, I wanted to know if there is no concession reached, if there is no compromise reached on the health care, the $700,000 that we anticipated in savings that's already in this budget, where would that come from?
Right.
Would it come from another department? Would it come from another line item? And I was told by finance that it will come from within the police department. So there, we need to figure out where is the movement there. There's not much left to cut. As far as fat, does that translate into officers on the road? I would hope not, but that's something that's up for negotiation between the union and the administration.
Are you supporting the mayor's plan to charge residents for streetlights and fire hydrants?
You know, it's a very good idea. I will say that I am supportive, and I've done my research on this one. It was quite interesting when it was first proposed. We all thought, it's gonna cost people too much money. It spreads the burden out for the deficit over the entire population of all users of electric and water. And the math on it is quite nominal. When you look at, there's about 60,000 electrical customers in the city, about 40,000 water customers. You're looking at a 2.5% proposal to tack on a fee to cover streetlights on the electric, and an 8% proposal on water. There are 20,000 streetlights in the city. They cost about $200 on average to operate in a year for the lights and the maintenance of the poles. That's where the $4 million comes from. There are over 3,000 fire hydrants in the city, which we all benefit from in the case of emergency. They cost about $474 a year to maintain and for water flow and what have you on average. That's where the $1.5 million comes from for the hydrants. So those are legitimate costs. They're not made up. When we talk about spreading them out over the population at 2.5%, I brought you my electric bill. I've brought you my bill. So I'm going to tell you that in the Dunbar household, my total bill is $71 a month. I'm conservative with my water, and I'm conservative with my electric, but that's not an unheard of bill. My electric portion is $42. 2.5% of $42 is about a dollar. So that's what I would add in a month to my bill for the electric. My water bill is about 14. 8% of that is also about a dollar. So I'm looking at $2.16 on my bill every month for 12 months, which is $25.92. That's what my portion would be for streetlights and fire hydrants.
So an equitable way to come up with $5 million.
$5.5 million.
Five and a half million. Okay.
Spread it out over the entire population. And when you think about that, $5.5 million represents 55 jobs.
An article in the most recent City Pulse suggests that the new charge is a tax, not a fee, and that legally speaking, a tax, any tax, needs to be approved by a popular vote. Are you concerned about that?
Actually, it's not.
It's not a tax.
It's not a tax. There are rulings on this. Right now, as it stands, there are there's probably 12 different municipalities and townships that are within the Board of Water and Light Service area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 of them are already using the method for spreading the cost for fire hydrants over their population.
Right.
So it's already being done in other locations. There are plenty of municipalities that do the streetlight charge. Right now, the city pays for that out of the general fund, and we are alleviating that and putting it back into the Board of Water and Light.
One of the legal eagles quoted in the City Pulse article said, quote, a fee must, one of the findings of a lawsuit from the late 90s, I think, that involved the city of Lansing, Bolt versus City of Lansing, a fee must serve a regulatory, not a revenue-raising purpose.
It's not a revenue-raising purpose, though. We're just transferring the cost of the fee off of the general fund. It's a fee that would normally need to be paid. We're not doing it to raise money. It's a fee that we already pay.
Okay.
We're just transferring it over back to the Board of Water and Light.
I wish we had more time.
That's okay. I
appreciate your coming in here this morning. Kathy Dunbar is a councilwoman on the Lansing City Council. I hope the negotiations over the budget continue to go smoothly.
I do too.
Thanks.